KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association released their all-state softball selections for the 2020 season. And in Class 1A, first team selections include T.J. Stokes of Lenox. On the second team, Macy M. Garten of Exira EHK. Third team picks include Grace Kaufman of CAM, Cammie Waymeyer of Exira EHK, along with Kennedy Ford and Ashlyn Amdor, both from Riverside. In Class 2A, Lexi Lander of West Monona landed on the first team. Second team picks included Alyssa Keller of Trainer, Ella Pierce of Underwood, and Megan Nichols of West Monona. And third team selection was Mallory McCall of West Monona. In Class 3A, among the first team selections, Olivia Engler of Atlantic, their star pitcher and hitter, was a first-team All-State selection. Sarah Keeler of Creston was also a first-team pick. Among the second-team Class 3A selections, Madison Botis of Atlantic and Chloe Johnson of Red Oak. And among the third-team picks, Nicole Gilbert of Shenandoah. In Class 4A, Chloe Gallegos of Carroll and Haley Bach of Lewis Central were both named to the first-team All-State squads. Well, the Corner Conference has announced its fall activities guidelines for the coming fall sports season. Some of the general guidelines include if families happen to be sitting together at fall events, it's not required to wear masks, but they should socially distance from others outside of their family. And you'll hear game announcers giving frequent reminders of the COVID-19 guidelines during those events. Also, as far as volleyball goes, during all the junior high, JV, and varsity volleyball games, masks are required for all spectators entering the building, exiting the building, and when they move about. Spectators are allowed to remove their mask when they maintain social distancing while they're seated in the stands. Also, the conference is limiting attendance at volleyball games. Each coach and player will get 6 tickets at the beginning of the season, and there won't be any conference passes issued. Those 6 tickets will be distributed by the players to the spectators that they invite, and the same tickets will be used at all games, so they'll need to be collected and reissued as needed. And all spectators must have a ticket to get into the games. Also, with regard to football, JV, junior high, and varsity football spectators will be asked to socially distance when they attend games, and there won't be any conference passes issued. There are also guidance for concession stand protocols. They ask when ordering from the concession stand or remain social distancing in line. Also, when possible, use exact change at the concession stand, and there won't be seating near the concession stands, as spectators will be asked to take food and drink back to the gym area. There are other guidelines as well. Those are just some of the highlights that have been put in place for the Corner Conference to have their activities safely this fall. Well, major college football will be the only championship decided by the NCAA, and the prospect of holding that still hangs in the balance. The NCAA has called off all 4 fall championship events except for major college football because of the limited number of schools competing in sports such as men's and women's soccer and women's volleyball during the first semester. NCAA President Mark Emmert made the announcement in a video posted on Twitter. Although it has been clear this was coming as conferences canceled fall sports seasons because of the coronavirus pandemic. Emmert said the NCAA would prioritize staging championships in winter and spring because those, including the NCAA basketball tournaments, were canceled when COVID-19 first spiked across the U.S. in March. The decision comes after the Big Sky, West Coast, and Southern conferences announced Thursday that they were the latest Division I leagues to postpone their fall sports schedules. New Mexico State has postponed its football season because of COVID-19 concerns and state restrictions. The Aggies are the 3rd independent FBS program to decide not to play in the fall, joining Connecticut and Massachusetts. New Mexico State says it will explore playing football in the spring. Moving fall sports to the spring still has to go through the Division I Council, which is comprised of representatives of all 32 conferences. It would also need approval by the D1 Board of Directors. With the fall season canceled, Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz turns his attention to a possible spring season. The Big Ten said it was a possibility this week when the fall season was canceled.
First challenge is to get our guys ready for a spring to play in the spring. I don't think that's a huge challenge. But then what you do after the spring season's ended and then, you know, how that pertains to the next fall, the adjustments you'd make in the fall, and then how you train to get ready for that. Obviously, it'll look different than it's ever looked before.
Ferentz says one problem will be playing 2 seasons in 1 calendar year.
It'll be a different approach than ever before, but, you know, what we've gone through has already proven to be very different. So It's just all matters, right? You know, good minds getting together, talking about things, and you know, throwing them up on the wall and see what looks like, and then reshaping and just pushing forward. There's got to be an answer to it.
Ferentz also says there is the possibility that many players with an eye on the NFL would skip a spring season.
Yeah, I'm sure some players, not only in our program, but all programs, are going to think that out a little bit. Obvious question, what's the NFL going to do with the draft? Are they going to keep it in April? Are they going to push it back a couple months? I've been told they have that flexibility. So I think that would weigh into a player's thinking as well. But, yeah, those are things that I'm sure as we move down the road here a little bit are going to be thought about and discussed.
In other college sports news, a group of senators led by Cory Booker of New Jersey and Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut has released a plan for reforming college sports with an athlete's Bill of Rights. It calls for college athletes to have the ability to earn money for their names, images, and likenesses with minimal restrictions. The senators also want to ensure for the athlete's long-term medical coverage and treatment, enforceable medical standards, academic freedom, and revenue-sharing agreements. The NCAA is in the process of changing its rules to permit athletes to earn money off their names, images, and likenesses for things like endorsements and appearances. The association has asked for help from Congress to relieve pressure from state lawmakers. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, Mookie Betts and the Dodgers certainly know how to exact a bit of revenge. Betts was 4-for-4 with 3 home runs and 4 RBIs as the Dodgers blasted the Padres 11-2. Yu Darvish carried a no-hitter into the 7th inning, and Kyle Schwarber belted a solo homer as the Cubs downed the Brewers 4-2. Darvish struck out 11 over 7 innings and didn't allow a hit until Justin Smoke led off the 7th with a homer. The Cubs are 13-3 for the first time since 1907. The Rays have a 6-game winning streak after Mike Zunino belted a 3-run homer and collected 4 RBIs in a 17-8 dismantling of the Red Sox. The Orioles completed a 3-game sweep as Pedro Severino and Rio Ruiz homered in an 11-4 blasting of the Phillies. Thomas Nito broke out of the Mets' 8-2 romp over the Nats, hitting a 2-run homer in the 4th and a grand slam in the 5th. Solo homers by Adam Frazier, Colin Moran, and Gregory Polanco helped the Pirates beat the Reds 9-5. And the Cardinals series opener against the White Sox has been postponed to Saturday, giving the Redbirds an extra day to recover from a coronavirus outbreak. The Cards, who haven't played since July 29th and were set to resume their season tonight in Chicago, will now play 2 against the White Sox on Saturday. If they're played, we'll have them for you here on the radio. In NFL news, All-Pro George Kittle has agreed to a 5-year, $75 million extension with the San Francisco 49ers. That's a record for tight ends. According to OverTheCap.com, the previous high for annual value on a multi-year contract for a tight end was the 4-year, $42 million deal that Austin Hooper signed this offseason in Cleveland. Kittle had been one of the NFL's biggest bargains after being drafted in the 5th round in 2017. The Chiefs, since their star tight end, Travis Kelce, have agreed to a 4-year, $57.25 million contract extension that will keep him with the Super Bowl champions through 2025. That's according to a person familiar with that contract. That move to secure the 2-time All-Pro tight end is the latest in a string of big money deals negotiated by General Manager Brett Veach to keep the core of the Chiefs intact this offseason. Well, it took the Columbus Blue Jackets a while to get going following their 5 overtime loss to the Tampa Bay Lightning. Fortunately for the Jackets, netminder Jonas Korpisalo was just as sharp as he performed while making a playoff record 85 saves 2 days earlier. The Stanley Cup first-round series is tied at a game apiece after Korpisalo stopped 36 shots, leading Columbus to a 3-1 win over the Lightning. Also, Dougie Hamilton broke a 2-all stalemate midway through the third period to give the Hurricanes a 3-2 win over the Bruins and even that series at 1-apiece. The Stars squandered a 4-2 lead in the third period before Jamie Oleksiak scored with just 40 seconds left, giving Dallas a 5-4 win over the Flames and tying that series at a game each. The Golden Knights squandered leads of 2-0 and 3-2 before Riley Smith scored 7-13 into overtime to give them a 4-3 win over the Blackhawks as they take a 2-0 lead in that series. In golf, Harold Varner III, Tom Hoge, and Roger Sloan share the clubhouse lead after shooting 8-under-62s in the first round of the PGA's Wyndham Championship in North Carolina. There were 33 players on the course when that round was suspended yesterday due to bad weather. And in tennis news, Novak Djokovic says he'll enter the U.S. Open in the hardcourt tune-up tournament preceding it in New York this month. Reigning U.S. Open champion Bianca Andreescu has pulled out of the Grand Slam tournament. She says the coronavirus pandemic prevented her from properly preparing for competition. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.